Hello, and welcome to Around the Political World with John Rothman. I am your host, John Rothman. If you're a fan of the show, make sure to hit the follow button on the top right of Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you are listening at this very moment. When you hit follow, leave a review or share an episode with a friend. It helps other people discover the show, keeps us going, and as I like to point out, every single day, it expands our base. This has been a fascinating week in American politics, particularly on college campuses, where we have seen demonstrations which are intriguing. They are, of course, opposing what is happening in Gaza, but in a particular way. Rather than condemning Hamas, which is the cause of all the trouble in Gaza, they've decided to attack Israel. And that seems to me to be the core of the question. What is happening in Gaza is tragic. Everyone understands that. But what has happened in the developing arguments over what has happened in Gaza, that's an even greater tragedy. Have you heard anyone on the campuses who is so-called pro-Palestinian speaking out against what Hamas did on October 7th? Have you heard a clear demand for the release of all hostages? Have you heard those who are demonstrating on the campus say anything except that they oppose Israel? And that's the problem. Kaiman James at Columbia University, who is one of the leaders of the protest movement at Columbia University, said, "Zionists don't deserve to live. I feel very comfortable calling for those people to die." It's fascinating. He went on to say, "Zionists, they are Nazis, they are fascists. They're supporters of genocide." I want to ask you the blunt, honest question. Is that a way to make your point by condemning Jews? That's right, because that's how Jews on college campuses and in communities around the country and around the world feel. There is now talk of a deal with Hamas, and Hamas is evidently interested. But will it materialize? And if it does, does it ameliorate the problem of Hamas calling for the destruction of Israel? I want to emphasize that I've been accused by some of you of being a Zionist. I'm delighted to tell you I am. Of course I'm a Zionist. Zionism believes that the Jewish people, as much as any other people, have the right to self-determination. Zionism believes that the Jews were entitled to a state, that state now Israel. It doesn't mean that you agree with everything that the government of Israel does. I hear the attacks on Benjamin Netanyahu, who is the democratically elected leader of Israel. But leaders come and go. The argument that Israel is a genocidal state, or an apartheid state, or a racist state, these predate Benjamin Netanyahu. In fact, prime ministers of Israel, from David Ben-Gurion to Golda Meir, to Menachem Begin, to Yitzhak Rabin, and Shimon Peres, have had to endure the same denunciations. Let's be clear. When someone calls on a college campus for Zionists not deserving to live, when a protester can say, "I feel very comfortable calling for these people to die," when people equate Zionists, they're Nazis, they're fascists, they're supporters of genocide, and there is no response from the organized campus community, that to me is deeply distressing. We have an obligation to stand up and just say no to hate. Zionism is the legitimate expression of nationalism by the Jewish people. And when those who condemn what Israel has done in Hamas, to Hamas in Gaza, now stand up and say that Israel itself should not exist, that's a problem. When there is an attack on Zionists, when there are calls to kill Zionists, they're talking about killing me. That's right, because I'm a Zionist. I want to deal with one other subject this morning, which to me is very important, and that is the question of Ukraine. And it relates, because it has to do with where we are in terms of foreign policy. Mr. Orban of Hungary stated that Donald Trump told him no money for Ukraine if he is elected as president in 2025. Pure and simple. If he takes the office in 2025, no money for Ukraine. And, said Donald Trump to Mr. Orban, that will end the conflict. Mitch McConnell responded yesterday on Face the Nation, saying he will oppose that solution. He is a firm believer in Ukrainian rights. So am I. These people who defend Russia and Putin just don't get it. If Putin wins, if Russia wins, we all lose. Just ask the people in Europe. And as for NATO, Donald Trump continues to diss NATO, saying if he were elected president, that would be the end of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. I've spoken about this before, and I want to underline this again. NATO is essential to European security and to American security. There can be no doubt about it. As you know, Donald Trump's trial is in recess today. It comes back tomorrow. No doubt our focus will return again to American politics and Donald Trump, and yes, Joe Biden. By the way, my favorite line of the White House Correspondents' Dinner was the comment that Joe Biden's vice president supports him for re-election. Donald Trump's does not. But we're going to have a lot to talk about in the days and weeks ahead. Let's not forget foreign policy. Let's not forget Zionism. Let's not forget Ukraine. Let's not forget the role of America's president in making foreign policy. These are critical hours in the history of the world, and there is much at stake. I must conclude by saying that Israel's sovereignty, the right of Israel to function and live as a nation, is vital to the interests of all of us. That Ukraine and its right to exist without threat of aggression is important to all of us. And most important of all, who is President of the United States? Well, that's really important to all of us, because the President makes a lot of critical decisions. So we're going to watch how this campaign evolves. We'll talk about the issues of the day. And more than that, we're going to make sure that we speak out on behalf of the national interests of the United States of America, and we identify those who, it seems to me, don't represent the best values of our country. Thanks for tuning into another episode of Around the Political World. I am John Rothman. Make sure to follow along and let me know your thoughts on the show by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts, sharing an episode with a friend or colleague so we can continue to grow. Of course, you can interact with me on Facebook and on LinkedIn. And my special thanks to the wonderful producer of this podcast, Gogo Zoger. She makes sure that Around the Political World with John Rothman is up and running every weekday. And I will see you tomorrow. And who knows where we'll be in the political world, but for sure, we'll be talking about it right here on Around the Political World with John Rothman. See you tomorrow.